These are not the best days for bipartisanship in Congress, even though lawmakers and analysts alike say voters expect more cooperation. NPR's Andrea Seabrook examines why it's not happening.
To say bipartisanship is dead would assume it was alive at some point. And right now, there's little evidence it ever lived in Congress. Sure, there were a lot of big words and gestures at the beginning of the year after historic elections in which voters chose to split their government between two opposing parties.
The American people want their leaders in Washington to set aside partisan differences, conduct
Democrats
ourselves
pledge
in ethical matter.
Civility and bipartisanship.
Put 60 votes on the board. That means we will need to work with our friends on the Republican side of the aisle.
Republicans and Democrats can disagree without being disagreeable.
I'm confident that we can work together.
President Bush, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, and House Republican Leader John Boehner. Maybe you remember when we first played this for you in January. Now in May, things sound and look a lot different. Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Reid filed into a gilded ceremonial office in the Capitol yesterday to officially sign the war funding bill President Bush would later veto.
A veto means denying our troops the resources and the strategy that they need. After more than 4 years of a failed policy, it's time for Iraq to take responsibility for its own future.
This ritual bill signing is called an enrollment ceremony. It's reserved for bills the party in power wants to call attention to. Across the street from the Capitol, Republicans struck back. Chief Deputy Whip Eric Cantor called the Democrats' actions political theater.
The Democrats are marking the 85th day they have held emergency troop funding captive by hosting an enrollment ceremony for a bill that they know will be vetoed.
Both parties say their legislative work on the Iraq War is of the most solemn importance. Problem is, they wield that solemnity like a weapon, rather than as a reason to come together and cooperate. Earlier this week, several Washington think tanks got together to hold a kind of summit on bipartisanship. The Brookings Institution, American Enterprise Institute, and the University of Pennsylvania. And Thomas Mann of Brookings said, like any conversation or argument, the result depends on basic respect and civility.
You have to be able to accept the legitimacy of the motives of those with whom you disagree, and you have to be willing to engage seriously in their arguments.
Mann said there's little of that on Capitol Hill. Two lawmakers also attended the conference, House Republican Leader Boehner and Senator Joseph Lieberman, who calls himself an independent Democrat, though on Iraq war issues he sides with the Republicans. Boehner admitted that the wrangling over Iraq funding has proved to be a partisan stalemate.
There is no debate. There is no conversation. We are talking past each other. Because we're talking about two completely different outcomes.
And Lieberman acknowledged that though both sides take partisan shots at each other, ultimately the fighting hurts all of them.
I think the public is fed up. They feel it, both of the political parties, mostly because of the primaries, maybe because of attack ads, the kind of divisiveness of the cable TV news coverage of politics, talk radio, the bloggers have added another dimension of vituperation, toxicity to it, that the majority of people are sick of it. They think our political system is sick.
If you want evidence that the public is fed up, Lieberman said, consider this. The fastest growing political party in America today is no party at all. So if you think back fondly on the glimmers of bipartisanship speckling the words of politicians early this year, one thing at least has proved true. In response to a question about divided government, Speaker Pelosi replied,
"The choice is bipartisanship or stalemate. We have a majority in the Congress. The president has the signature."
Turns out Pelosi was right. But rather than the bipartisanship everyone pledged, the Congress and the president are at a stalemate. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.